The KYW News Radio Medical Report with Dr. Brian McDonough.
Sponsored exclusively by Independence Blue Cross.
They go by various names like PHQ-9 and PHQ-2, and with computerization of medicine, these surveys have become part of an ever-growing group of surveys designed to help detect depression, anxiety, and other health issues. However, a new report in the Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry suggests they are flawed because many people misinterpret the questions. Here's an example. A simple question related to oversleeping or not sleeping enough might be a sign of depression, but it also could be answered happily by someone who likes to oversleep or get up early. The study suggests that it is the conversation with the doctor that provides the real answers, but conversations are difficult to record in the computer world of surveys and discrete data. I'm Dr. Brian McDonough, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.